I think for me, the emptiness that I felt inside was so deep and so profound that the disconnection, the sense that there was something more to life that I was missing, that itself overwhelmed many of the kind of logical objections and struggles and need for apologetic defenses and that sort of thing that some people feel. I mean, sometimes a person has such an acute sense of need and such a deep conviction, there must be more. I'm not getting it. That my level of openness to the gospel, obviously through a work of grace that God did in my heart, was very strong. Now, later, of course, then I dealt with issues such as the problem of evil. One of the first books that I read as a young Christian was C.S. Lewis's The Problem of Pain, and it really resonated with me. That was the first Lewis book I read, and then from that point forward, I looked for everything that he wrote and just soaked it in. And it really spoke to that issue of the problem of evil. And then later on, just a few years ago now, I wrote a large book on that called If God Is Good. You know, it's just coming to terms with, if God is all good and all powerful, then why would he allow or send, however you look at it, all of the evil and suffering we see in the world?